Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, Punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Take a little shortbread, touchy nut bar. How many cheeks? Take a little shortbread, touchy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Somewhere there's a nothing waiting to become something, fighting all the writing, hiding from the lightning. We are in the suburbs, racing to red lights, having close encounters far away. We'll be right back.
beautiful dreamer, Caroline, even Malachi, beautiful dreamer, somewhere there's something waiting, trying to be something. There's something in the ethers, in the universe, seeking to birth itself, and it's just waiting for the perfect person to match the vibration so that it can be seen, it can be experienced in the physical world. Are you dreaming? Are you in alignment with your dream? Are you the perfect place for what is seeking to be birthed, to be manifested? Did you just catch an idea that can change the world like Steve Jobs did? So much so that his body is not here, but he's still alive. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. It is a joy to have you here. I am totally grateful on so many levels, and I can go on and tell you how grateful I am, but I'll wait till November 23rd when we do a show on gratitude and Thanksgiving, and you get to call in and share your gratitude for the last year, last month, the last week, the moment. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today's topic is, you can have anything you are willing to be. You can have anything you are willing to be. Be with that for a minute. Just be with it. Because we are telling you, we're reminding you that life, your life, really there isn't your life. We're all part of this one life. But let's stay there for a minute. Your life is governed by universal laws. Sometimes we talk about we can break the universal law. You can't break the universal law. It is impossible for you to break it. Now, you may not be using the laws to achieve what you say you want, but the laws are always working. So if your life, if your world, if your relationship, if your experience doesn't mirror what you really desire, it's time to take yourself to that spiritual mechanic and get yourself tuned up. Get yourself aligned. Check your gauge. Top up your fluid. Expand your consciousness. Upgrade your operating system. Ooh, yes, yes. The show started already, and I love it. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your presence. I know, I declare, I affirm, and I know this to be true, that you will change at a deeper level by listening to the show today. You will change, you will transcend your logical mind, your intellect. You will change for what you want to experience in your life. As long as you're open, as long as you're willing, that's what it's about. And even if you think you're not open, even if you think you're not willing, the fact that you're here lets me know you're open. So I know if you listen to 1 minute, 2, 3, 5, 10, the whole shows, you will not be the same person after the show that you are right now. That's a prayer. That is the truth. That is real. Because I can be anything, I can have anything I'm willing to be, and I'm being a place and space for transformation. So all I've got to do is match the energy of transformation. And everybody that experiences me, everybody that comes, you can just hear this conversation, will be transformed. So with that, I release and let go. And I let it be. Wow, welcome, beautiful people. I feel like I had my eyes closed and suddenly I opened it and there are all these people in the room. Well, welcome. It's nice to see you. Oh, life is good. It's getting better. How are you feeling today? How are you doing? What's going on in your world? What are you struggling with? Do you feel stuck? Do you feel like you don't know where you're going? Do you feel confused? But we're going to demystify all those ideas about being stuck and your life is not happening, your life is not worth anything. It's not the truth. You're listening to erroneous thoughts. And today's show will help you transcend that, transmute that. The truth is, you are enough. The truth is, you are enough. Everything about you is perfect. Everything about you is perfect. Now, the work, the responsibility, the obligation, if you will, is to remind ourselves in this physical body that we are enough. And when we sit in that energy, when we sit in that consciousness, starting from a place, I am enough, the actions you take will be different based on if you're thinking there's something missing, there's something wrong with you, there's something you need to fix, your life is not working. But even if you don't feel it, just stay with me. Let's go on a trip. Let's just go on this trip called I Am Enough. And then at the end of the show, when we get to where we're going, 1:30 or whenever we finish the show, if you don't like it, it's okay. You can put back your other, you can step into the other car to say there isn't enough. I'm flipping pissed off about my life. But right now, just step into this consciousness, this vehicle of I am enough. And let's see where we end up. You know, let's enjoy the ride. And as we enjoy the ride, let me give you some announcements. Life is good. Life is good. As a matter of fact, life is. But once again, we're in this physical realm, so we use words like good and bad and wonderful and beautiful and sad and depressed. But you know, life is. Life is dot, 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 what you make it. Life is whatever you say it is. And whatever you say it is, you will find yourself responding to life based on your conclusion about what you say life is. Now, you can say life is good and not feel it, and you can keep affirming it, and trustfully you will start to feel the goodness. But boy, when you really do your work, so much so that your words are simply a reflection of what you feel on a deeper level, everything else is just it's play. Everything else is just, added benefit. Everything else is just, oh, look at God showing out just because I showed up. Okay, let's see if we can do this announcement. Maybe I'm going to start getting Betty to do the announcement. Because I get in this vibe. I get into this energy. Anyway, don't worry about what you can't do. Do what you can do and leave the rest. Okay, announcements. What's going on over here? Let's see. What's going on Life Conversations Radio? Well, as I said, can you feel the vibrations? Can you feel the breath of life is moving through you? I can. I make no apologies for it. Can you feel God moving through you right now? That itself is an announcement. I'm announcing to myself, to you, through you, that we are an expression of goodness, of Godness. And the other announcement is November 23rd, that's the show the day before Thanksgiving. That day, maybe we might decide, well, that day anyway, stay with that thought, don't go there. We're going to open the lines and we want you to call in and share what you're grateful for. Start thinking about your life, where you were a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago. Look at the lessons that you've learned. See how far you've come. Just kind of reflect on that. On November 23rd, you don't have to wait, but we're just letting you know we're dedicating that show. The listeners calling in and sharing their gratitude. And even if you have family members that you can't stand that's coming from Thanksgiving, be grateful that they're here to help you see who you really are. So that's November 23rd. And what else? Okay, last Wednesday of the month, which I have a calendar in front of me now. That's November 29th, he says. No, it's not. Wait a minute. Oh, whew. It's so much for having a calendar. November 30th, we have Conscious Parenting. Every last Wednesday of the month, we have Conscious Parenting with my co-host, Michelle Brown Stafford. Yeah, Michelle Brown Stafford. And the topic for that show is the impact of culture and race on education. Yes, I said it. The impact of culture and race on education. We tend not to want to talk about it. We tend to flush it under the carpet and pretend it doesn't exist. To have what you want, you must be it. To create a world of harmony, of peace, and joy, we must see what is and become the energy to transcend what is happening right now. And then 2 p.m. same day, last Wednesday of the month, November 30th, we have Lisa Iverson for Ancestral Blueprints. That's 2 p.m. Eastern, Ancestral Blueprints. And 12 p.m. Eastern, Michelle Brown Stafford. And, of course, you know this already. You got to check out LifeConversationsMedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com. Yeah, I know. Betty just telling me that she let her make the announcement. You're right. Because once I get the topic, the title, I come on here, I'm ready to just... But yeah, I think we need to do that now. I think Betty's going to start doing the announcement. Because it just makes life easier. So I can just hold it. I can hold it and hold it. When she finishes, I can just let it all out. Ice Blue, yes, welcome. Michi 55, Nahali Sprocket. Pocket Dog, Joyful Time of Joy. Teresa is in the house. Silent Listeners are showing up. We welcome you. We welcome you. You can register with Blog Talk Radio. Or you know what to do. If you want to interact with the chat room, or just call in 347-426-3346. Ooh, can you feel that? Did I tell you about LifeConversationsMedia.com? Well, I'm telling you now, check it out. We have a lot of guests coming up. Thursday, 2 days from now. Yep, 2 days from now, we have, I don't know days anymore. I keep telling you, I just live in one big day. It just rolls into another. So anyway, November calendar, we have Lisa Williams coming. She's a medium, and she will help you tap into the higher vibrations. I like that, because there's no other realm anyway. It's just one. She's going to help you tap into the higher vibrations to talk with you or hear from your loved ones. And so that's 2 days from now, 12 p.m. Eastern, Lisa Williams. Yep, the Lisa Williams that you know of, with a television show, radio show, and all the other things. What else? I think I'm ready. I can't hold it up anymore. I feel like, I don't use that analogy. That's a bit drastic. So where were we? You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And we are talking about today's topic is, what is today's topic? You can have anything you're willing to be. How do we do that? You know, if you feel like, well, I get it, I understand it, but I still don't have it, well, you may want to ask yourself, what is your dominant thought about your life? What's the dominant thought about the thing that you say you want? Doesn't matter if it's a relationship, a material thing, a place, a level of consciousness. So, well, I'm just not there, but I'm really been doing all the work, but I'm not there, but I'm not there, but I'm not there. The thing about the universal principles, wherever you focus your thoughts, your feelings, will be mirrored back to you. I was reading an article, and the gentleman, what's his name? Richard Bellamy. He's the author of a book called, let's scroll up here, and do this and do that, and I still can't find it. Here it is. He wrote it. He said something about this book, but I can't find it. Okay, here it is. He said, Secrets for Manifesting Your Vision, Inspiration, and Purpose, Dr. Richard Bellamy. And if you think of your thoughts as currency, just stay with that. Think of the thoughts as currency. Where are you spending your currency right now, before the show, a week from now, a year from now? What your dominant thought, where have you been investing your currency? Have you been investing your currency in what doesn't work for you, what is not working, what needs to be fixed, what you're missing? Where have you been putting your thoughts? Where have you been investing your currency? Or have you been putting your currency towards what you like, what you enjoy, what makes you feel good, what makes you feel joyful, what lights you up? What is your dominant thought? What are your dominant thoughts? When you can connect, when you identify your dominant thought, you will connect with your dominant feelings. Because the thought you feel, the thought you think, activates a feeling. Now, if you're listening to this conversation, and everything that I'm saying so far aligned with what you know, what you believe, you're enjoying this conversation. You're like, yes, yes, oh, I like that. That's deep. Oh, I never thought of that. You know, it's activating something in you because it resonates with you. But if I say something else that doesn't resonate with you, I don't know about that. Oh, no, I don't want to hear it. What are you talking about? I think he's crazy now. He's lost it. Because we all have filters. Our belief system is a filter to what we allow in and what we block out. The gift of belief system is, yeah, I use the word gift intentionally because there's another way I can go with it. The gift of belief system sometimes block what you want because you've had a thought as a child with some friends, as an adult. You thought about it, you said, I don't know if I believe that. And then you sat with the person long enough and they convinced you why that thought is real. And if you like the person, or you just want to agree with them or don't want to disagree with them, you start thinking about what they're thinking about, what they're saying. You start thinking about it. You're like, well, yeah. You start pulling on things, experiences, to say, I think I see what you're saying. And then once you say, I think I see, I think I'm getting it, now you're close to signing a contract. You're making an agreement with that thought. And once you put that universal pen on that universal paper and begin to sign the agreement of that thought, now you have an agreement. Now, it may not be truly in alignment with who you are, but because you've agreed with the thought, you make it your reality. So when you make it your reality, now you think the thought over, that was true. Well, yeah, I get it. That's what Life Coach Adain said, yes. And even what I'm saying, okay? Because I'm sharing my life experience. I'm sharing what works for me. I'm sharing what I'm testing out. But sometimes it doesn't have to be your reality, but what you've got to do is test out what you're feeling and thinking. So when your thoughts become a belief, it filters what comes in or what goes out. Once you sign the universal paper, the universal contract, and it becomes an agreement, then you start to live it out. Now, sometimes we live out ways of being that is not ours. We live out belief systems about our parents, friends, teachers, society, politicians. Should I go on? Pope, reverends, life coaches, counselors, mentors. Should I go on? Because sometimes even the people that you love and admire can say something that's not true for you. But we start living it out and we say, well, I keep doing what they're saying, but I'm not experiencing what they say I'll experience. You've got to take the time to become still and ask, what is my reality? What is true for me? What is seeking to be birthed? What is my truth? What do I want? How do I become what I want, what I need, what I desire? Oh, I know I hear the words police. Oh, you said neat. Neat means black. I don't care about that right now. You know, it really doesn't matter. You do your own work. If need don't work for you, so be it. People say, I need this. I get it. I understand. But we live in the world of spirituality and the world of humanity. So we're learning on this physical plane to walk both in balance. And as a matter of fact, we get to a point where we realize it's not both, it's just one. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. And let's see what's going on in the chat room here. Michael Petit said, heck, to run. Where is she running to? Oh, yeah, she's going to her store where she does her reading and stuff. So, plus, maybe she'll be back later. I want to welcome you. We're taking your questions, your comments. Jeannie's in the house. Yes, I have a wish. I wish that you call, Jeannie. 347-426-3346. Eyes blue. Eyes blue. Mariana? Yeah, that's it. Mishy? Nahali? Sister Sirius, where have you been? Seriously, where have you been? Sprocket Dog, Tamara Joy, 12L. Okay, nice username. It's nice to see all of you in here. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions. We're taking your comments. We're taking your doubts. Guess what? Your doubts, you know, if you have doubts, be grateful, because doubt is actually a luxury. It is, because when you doubt something, it's usually, I'm not quite sure if that's a good idea. I'm not sure if I want to do that. I'm not sure if that's going to work. And when you're in that space and that place, it's because you still have other options. You believe there are other options. That's why you have doubts. You know, people who feel they run out of options, they don't even deal with doubts. You see, when people are having a health challenge, people who have a way of believing and they only want to be healed through a certain kind of way, don't do it, a certain kind of way, and this is the only way they're going to get healed. But, you know, when they find themselves getting close to death and they know they want to choose life, man, they'll say, go cut down the tree and boil those leaves. I don't care. I want life. I want to live it abundantly. They don't doubt if it's going to work. So doubt is a luxury. So when you find yourself doubting, be grateful that, oh, wow, I have the luxury to be able to doubt that if something's going to work. Now, it's not a good or bad thing. At least it lets you know you have other options. Just something to chew on. You can have anything you're willing to be. And I want to read this to you. This is from a book, Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. And actually, I'm going to take a break because I want to take a sip of tea. I want to drink some tea that I have here. It's nice and hot. So I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to read something from Jack Armstrong's book, who's going to join us December something. December, I'm glad I still have this calendar open. Where is it? December 6th. So not far from now. He'll be here when he gets here. Who's keeping time? Anyway, we're taking a break. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Other than that, we'll just take it that you're listening, because this is a place where you can listen on the phone, you can call in. And, yeah, let's take a break. But in the meantime, while I'm looking for the correct browser, let me find Carly Jackson. Because this is the truth. Actually, no. I'm going to do this. Yes. I can do this. I can change my mind. And so can you. Okay, I'm going back to Carly Jackson. Enjoy the ride. You are enough. No judgment, no criticism. Just be. Because you never know where I'm going to go. I don't always know where I'm going to go. Carly Jackson, what say you?
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's right, Life Coach. That ain't be the change you want to see. Focus on one thing at a time, and then you can push the right button. Push the right button. Be the change you want to see. What is this be thing that we're talking about? What is it? Coming to Jack Armstrong's book. But what is this being thing that we're talking about? You know, in the dictionary, be is to exist in actuality, to exist. What is your beingness? Being is a vibration. It's your essence. Be, to be, is to bring to life that which you truly are. So when I say you can have anything you're willing to be, you can have anything you are willing to bring to life. I don't care what it is. You can have anything you're willing to be. If you don't have it, you ain't being it. When you be it, you become it. When you become it, it comes to you. Now we can play intellectual mind games. Or do intellectual spirituality. Say, well, I've been being it and it's not showing up. Life is multifaceted. It's multidimensional. There's so many parts to who you are, who we are. As you're listening through you're interpreting what I'm saying with one of your senses. You're hearing what I'm saying. It's activating the feeling, the thought. And your intellect is running it through the belief system. And the belief system is saying, I get it. No, I don't think so. But if you allow the words that you're hearing, the books that you read, the mentors that you have, if you allow those words that come to you to go to the essence of who you are, and you are not making up meaning from what you store in your memory bank, but you open yourself up to a new meaning, to a new way of being, we become so open. You ask a question that you really can't even think up an answer. Have you ever been asked a question and you find yourself going, good question? Usually when people say that, they didn't think about questions like that, or it wasn't in the forefront of their mind. So when it comes up, it sometimes throws us for a loop. Like, whoa, I wasn't thinking that. Most of you, my regular listeners, know that I always ask my guests, who are you? Some people go straight into it. Some people are like, whoa, that's a big question. Sometimes, I mean, I think it was Linda yesterday. Linda bust out laughing. Linda Howe, the author of the How to Read Your Akashic Records, she was busted out because. And those of you who may one day be a guest and listen to this show in the archive, don't come prepared to answer this question because it's a gift to all of us. But most, I don't tell my guests I'm going to ask them that question. When I say, who are you? I've been asked that question, and I'm like, wait a minute, let me think about that. But I move from thinking to feeling because who we are, who we are is always in this very moment. Who are you in this moment? Who are you right now? Who do you see yourself as? Do you really believe, do you really know that you are enough? That right where you are is where you are supposed to be. Right where you are is where you're supposed to be. How do I know? How would you know? How could I say that? Well, if you weren't supposed to be there, guess what? You won't be there. It's law. It's just the way it works. It's just the way it is. So now you can choose to say, like hell, I'm supposed to be here. I ain't supposed to be here. Well, that's fine too. But until you embrace what is, until you allow yourself to look at what is showing up in your world, and listen to the answer to the questions that you're asking. Your life is answering your questions right now. The famous conversation, or the most popular conversation, is racism and relationship on Facebook and social networks. And people have so much to say. Most of the time, it's always about blaming the other, blaming men, blaming women, gold digger, men this, men that, dating outside your race. What has that got to do with anything? Date wherever you want to date. Laugh who you ever want. Oh, I'm going off on a tangent. Come back. Those are thoughts I think when I read those things. I don't put anything on there. I'm just like, We block our own blessings because we get so caught up in debating, arguing, proving a point about something that means. Never used this word before. Diddly squat. Okay, that's what came up. So anyway, let's talk to Jack Armstrong. And he shares with us this whole thing about being what you want. You can have anything you're willing to be. The struggle, the challenge, the lesson, the adventure is recognizing we live in the world of spirituality and in the world of humanity. Now, what we're seeking to do, what we want to do, is get to a place in consciousness where we see it as one. Well, we say, as a matter of fact, there is no veil. What veil? I call it the duality of oneness, or the oneness of duality. We are all of it. So here's Lessons from the Source. This book, written, downloaded through Jack Armstrong, was something that it came through like automatic writing, similar to Donald Walsh kind of experience. And this is what he says about living on the physical and spiritual planes. The separation of the physical and spiritual worlds seems to you to be complete, yet this world is separated only by a wisp of smoke, wisp, W-I-S-P, of smoke in your consciousness. And that separation is one that you have created as part of your mass consciousness. In truth, there is no separation. This is God downloading through Jack. In truth, there is no separation. You are in both worlds, both realms, simultaneously, yet you know it not. The inner direction that you receive is your consciousness at the spiritual level. The inner direction that you receive is your consciousness at the spiritual level, responding to the good that is always available on that plane. Let me stop right there. The inner direction that you receive is your consciousness at a spiritual level responding to the good that is always available on that plane. So when you get that inner direction, whatever you want to be in a relationship, you want a new house, you want a car, you become the energy. Here are questions you can ask. I'm coming through the phone line in a minute. Just bear with me. Bear with me. I just got to let this out or I might explode. You want to ask yourself, let's see, here's an example. Let's do relationships. People always talking about, I don't have a relationship because I can't find a life, whatever, whatever. But even if you want a new house, a new apartment, think about how you would feel if you had the thing you say you want, you need, you desire. Just for a minute now, think of something that you need. Maybe you want to be in a place in consciousness. How would that feel when you're there? How would you carry yourself? How would you show up? Don't tell me you don't know, because you do. That's the reason you want the thing or the person that you say you want, because you want that feeling. So that feeling, catch it now. If you're in the relationship that you've visualized and visioned, that you've journaled about, that you've visioned about, that you've done all kinds of stuff praying about, somebody loving you for who you are, loving you unconditionally. Somebody being there for you. If you're looking for that perfect house, but you're in a one-bedroom apartment, or you're sharing a room with your friends, or whatever the case may be, being in that space, in that place that you desire, how would you really feel? And allow that feeling to just rise up. Once you catch the feeling, once you catch it, live from that feeling. Bring yourself back to that feeling. Now you're being the feeling, so you will have what you need, what you want, what you desire. You've got to go to the feeling. Think about it, feel about it. Think about it, feel about it. The thinking is the masculine. The feeling is the feminine. When a man and a woman come together, when the egg and the sperm come together, they give birth to a child. When your thinking nature and your feeling nature comes together and you give birth to that thing that you want in consciousness and it almost feels like you have it, now there's no sense of attachment. You're experiencing that even when you do get the thing, it's like, oh, look what I got. Or you give thanks, or you smile, because you know that it's the universal law is already supporting you. There was no way you were not going to receive that, because you've become that in consciousness. You have become that. Be, when you be it, it comes to you. Become what you want. Be the change you want to see. When you be it, it shows up. If you tell me where I be it, no, you know where I'm going. So all the English teachers, English is not my first, it's not my mother's tongue. Anyway, when you be it, you say, I be it, but he ain't showing up. Well, if you be it, you be in it with one eye open, say, where is it? Because if you, here's one. Okay, I'm going to use this analogy and I'm going to go to the phone. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Addie on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. Those are the words I use to ground myself. Or else, I'll just be poof, gone. Somebody called me a fire starter. Yes, when I get involved in this thing called goodness, godness, I don't know where I'm going to end up. Think about this. Now, I want to say, those of you that are afraid of heights, and you don't even have to be afraid of heights, imagine yourself being on a skyscraper, in a, I don't know, it's got 50 floors, and you're right at the top, at the rooftop. You know that feeling, those of you who can identify with it. If you can, just call in, I'll give you another analogy. But those of you who can identify with being on top of a rooftop and looking down, you get that. For me, sometimes it's a sick feeling. It's like, oh, my God, this fear grabs me, and I'm like, I'm not even coming to the edge. Now, I'm experiencing that in real time, if you will, that if I'm on a rooftop. But I get the same feeling, and you can relate to this too, when you're watching a movie, when they show you, a picture from the rooftop, and you look down, you still feel the same feeling. Why? Because who you are, once you visualize it, once you see it, your body responds, your mind sends a thought, your brain sends a signal to your neurons, and you respond to it as if it's real. So when you be the feeling that you want to acquire, when you be the feeling of what you want, your body sends the messages, and it will send chemicals through your body. You will experience what you say you want. And by default, by law, you become a vibrational match to it, and if you stay in that energy, you will attract it to yourself. You will. Your life will reflect back to you what you're vibrating. Everything that you have, that you're experiencing right now, is a vibrational match to where you are. I don't care if you say you like it or not. You brought it on yourself. Ooh, I mean that in a loving way, even though it doesn't sound like it. You better hurry up and take the calls right now before you get in trouble. 347-426-3346, and then I'll see what's going on in the chat room because my copious is not here. Celeste is in the house. How are you doing, my sister friend?
I am great. You're having a wonderful show. Mm. Well, that's not a surprise, right? Why am I acting like this? Forgive me.
I know,
okay.
That's right. That's the intention. So I'm
right.
A trick when all of this stuff. I just trust the process. Go for it.
Very cool. Well, I have to share something with you. When you were talking about the, did you say pillar of smoke? Let me just make sure I'm getting my signs right.
You said what?
Did you make a comment about a pillar of smoke when you were reading from Jack Canfield? Did I have that right?
Not Jack Armstrong. He said,
oh,
God said
me, through
him, as in, he said, basically talking about there are no separation, yet this world, the spiritual world and the physical world, are separated only by a wisp, W-I-S-P, of smoke. So
okay.
There's a thin veil, there's almost not a veil because you can see through it. It's just a wisp of smoke. That's what I said.
Okay, so I flashed on something when you read that, and
mm-hmm.
It was a vision that I received this weekend, and I saw it again, and I looked it up. It's from Exodus 13:22. And it's
mm-hmm.
Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people.
Hmm.
And it was pretty powerful to experience that when I'm on the daytime at work. And I wanted to share one last thing with you. I have a very dear friend named Holly. I'm going to classify her as with the angels right now. She transitioned. I learned that today. And Holly is a Quaker. And she gave me a gift of me showing up very vulnerable, authentic, expressing how I sense the spirit. And she gave me her word for it, listening for the spirit of God. And I had a very beautiful walk with her, and clearly I'm still walking with her because another gift that Holly gave me, and I almost did it yesterday, I didn't know that that she transitioned, but she taught me how to write, like when I needed to slow down, because Holly always had to tell me to slow down, she would, when I would complain about, I got to do the dishes, or I got to clean up, or I got to do something, she would type on Facebook, wash the dishes, caps, lots of space in between to remind me to make it a sensual act, to make it sacred, to make it holy. And I just wanted to acknowledge her spirit and offer that gift that she gave me to your show, because you talk a lot about listening and being at one with the moment. So thank you. This is a very powerful show.
What's your friend's name again? Holly, you said?
Yeah, Holly Allen Stevens.
Mm-hmm. Holly, the Holy One. I know that's right. Yeah. Reminding you that it's all in resting. When you rest in God, you're one with all. Celeste, thank you. Thank you for that authentic sharing. Thank you for all you do, for spreading the word. I truly appreciate you, my sister.
I appreciate you, too. Have a great one for the rest of the show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. Someone said I say that too fast. 347-426-3346. Now, Mariana has a question in the chat room. I'll come to that in a minute. Let me take this call. But Mariana, right now, I am embracing you. I'm loving you. I'm holding you. And this breakdown is good. You may not be able to hear it right now, but it is good. You've been broken down so you can tap into the truth of who you are. That's what I'll say for now, and then I'll come back and read what you said. I may have answered your question. I don't know. But anyway, let's take a call. Let's go to area code 941. Area code 941, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, how are you?
I am wonderful.
I am Tristan, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Tristan. What's your question?
Well, you're into spirituality, and I really like how you talk and how you convey your message. And I think the show's been great so far. This is my first time tuning in to you, and, you know, I just feel your energy, your positiveness, and it's wonderful. It, like, it radiates through the, you know, phone lines here. And I just wanted to know, do you have any kind of, like, psychic abilities that you believe that are God-given gifts to you? I only say that because I think you do, but, you know, I'm, as I said, new to your show.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I'm laughing because we were having this conversation last week. Celeste just called. She's one of the people that calls me that I'm a closet psychic, that I don't say it out there. I pretend I'm not. Now, for me, this is what I say. So, no. Let me stop. Stop it. Stop it, Black Coach Addy. Yes, I do. But I don't do things. I don't read cards or anything. I believe that I have, I make space for my psychic ability. And I'm doing this explanation because I really want it to be heard, not just by you, Tristan, but everybody else. The truth is, we all are. My gift, it's the gift of intuition. It's the gift of hearing. And as you said, you're listening for the first time. You hear me most of the time saying I'm downloading. I know that I have that gift. I don't use the label, not because I have any judgment of it, but I don't know why I don't use it. But I say yes to your question. I do. I tell people I'm a life coach. I'm a radio host. But for me, I am here to support people to tap into the spirit that they are. So to answer your question, yes, I don't go by the labels, but I'm in tune with my spiritual gifts, my psychic abilities, my intuitive abilities, and we all are. And that's my mission, that we all recognize that we all have that power, that when the answer comes up, don't disregard it. That would be nice. But to realize that's God speaking to us. So anyway.
Amen.
That's a long way to answer
I agree with everything you said. Now, my intuitive gifts, I got a call today for through a workplace that, you know, tries to hire you for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They called me and asked me if I was still interested, and it was for a position that I would, you know, serve well at the position. And I wanted to know if I'll be getting that, you know, position. It's probably a temporary to a full-time potential position.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a good feeling about this?
Well, tell me more about the job.
It's in customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get a whole lot of information. It was more like, may I send your resume over to these people? Because
mm-hmm.
they have to ask permission first. And I'm like, yes, of course, please do. I would appreciate
mm-hmm.
it. I thank you. And I'm sure that it would be a positive job because I'm very good with speaking with people, understanding people. I'm an empath, so
mm-hmm.
I have that ability to, you know, correlate with people very well. And
right.
I just really need a job because I'm in a bad situation right now, and I need to get the job, to get the money, to get a car, to get out of the bad situation. If you
right.
understand what I'm trying to say in a
oh,
short
I do.
Way.
I do. You spoke words to what I was feeling. So I hear you. You know, because you asked the question, am I going to get it? And I can say, well, I'm feeling you're going to get it, or no, I don't think it's this job. But that still leaves something in between. So here's the thing, because what I was going to ask you, do you have some anxiety around it? And I would just... for me, I was thinking that's the next question I was going to ask you, and you spoke to it. I really need a job. There's anxiety around it. Now, that's the energy that you're putting out.
Okay.
You're putting that energy of anxiety out. And when you operate from a place of anxiousness, when you're saying, oh, this is it. First of all, let me finish that thought. When you operate from that place, you can't be fully present. You will go to the interview, or go, even if you get the job, there will be this sense of, oh, this is the only job that's out there. I don't want to lose this because I really need the money. But the thing is to really come back with what we're talking about today. You can have anything you're willing to be. So now, when you take time to just become, what would be the perfect job for you? If you can just pick, if employers were just saying, please, please apply to us. We've got so many positions. What would be the perfect job for you to go for? To go after? Excuse me.
You're asking.
If you're not coming from a place of, I really need a job. If you have a choice, if you say, I think I can get a job, maybe not, but I have something to offer. What would be the perfect job that you would go for?
Oh, my perfect job, my dream job, is to be a psychic detective where I help the police solve, you know, unsolved crimes of people who've been murdered and or abducted and missing children. That's mm-hmm. my dream job. And I know I'll be doing that next year, but right mm-hmm. now I need to get things situated. And you're right, I am coming from a place of anxiety, and I know better than that. That through prayer and supplication, God will provide all. So
yes.
I need to keep that
and
on my mind.
Place, in the space and place that you're in, the statement, I get it, I understand it, I say to myself, but when we do, I know better than that, that itself is a judgment. I need a coach. I have a coach. I have people, I've got spiritual mentors that I've got to go to get myself in check, to get aligned. So this is what I'm saying. It's good that you have a vision of what you want. You have a vision that's bigger than your now, and that vision will continue to pull you. What I would say to you is to find a way to release the anxiety. And first of all, know that if it's not this job, there's another.
Yes.
And to know that you are surrounded by abundance, that everything that you need will be provided. Now, that means you've got to do your own inner work. That means you've got to become still. That means you've got to check in and sit and say, okay, God, you know my situation. I need some money. I know what my vision is, and I'm keeping my eyes on the prize. But in the meantime, I've got bills. I've got to eat. I've got to pay my whatever. I need money. Show me.
Amen.
You know, get so bold with God. I'm like, God, you better show me, because you know, I'm here to do big things. I want to help people find lost children. You know, that's I've committed to doing that. But in the meantime, God, I need some money. Almost what I call holy boldness. So show me the money. But understand there's so much more. And say with so much passion, and then be open to the money to be shown to you. It may be shown, it may be another job. But if you don't release that anxiety, chances are you won't get the job. And if you do, you get a job that you just start saying, oh, my God, it's too much work. I don't pay me enough for this. I hate this job. I can't wait to get another job. The energy that you're putting out now will decide what kind of job you're getting. So what I would say to you now, work on your energy. Make a list of the perfect job in the meantime, so that when you go for the interview, you go there with the attitude of, when am I starting?
Exactly. You're right.
All right.
You're so right. You're like so cool. I really enjoy listening to you. I mean, as I said, this is my first time, and you're just amazing. I mean, you radiate positiveness. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
Christian.
You for.
And I tell you this, you can listen to the past shows on the archive, and we're here Monday through Thursday. Keep coming back. Even if you don't call in, just drink in this energy. I am here for you. So when you go to that job, you're like, I've been listening to some guy on the radio. He just has positive energy. He says, I should come in and ask when am I starting a job. Can you imagine going to a job for an interview and you sit down and say, welcome. You say, so when am I starting? They say, I beg your pardon? Yeah, when am I starting? Rather than, well, you really need me. So, yeah, go with that attitude and come back and tell us how it went, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 347-426-3346. I think this is Mariana. I think it is. Oh, what happened? I pressed the wrong button. I know it's going to make you laugh, and I got you live now. I know you're laughing, but I'm going to mute you back. I know you have something to say, but I'm not coming back to you. Let me go to Mariana. I think it is. Is this Mariana? Mariana.
Hello?
Which one is it? Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Sad.
You said sad? Okay. What's your name?
Mariana.
Okay, Mariana. So, what's going on with you? Tell me.
Okay. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I found some emails in his computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I confronted him. And he admitted that he has cheated on me many times.
Mm-hmm.
He has asked for forgiveness and has promised that it will not happen again. And that
mm-hmm.
I'm the one that he truly loves.
Mm-hmm.
I want to forgive him and let go, but I'm extremely hurt. I feel
mm-hmm.
lied to and betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give him another chance, but I'm holding on to a lot of pain and a lot of negative feelings towards him. Can
mm-hmm.
I let go?
Well, first of all, let me tell you that I am holding you energetically right now. And I know that this too shall pass. I know, I'm not looking in the chat room right now, but I know people in the chat room, people who are listening across the country, across the world, even people who are listening to the archive, are sending you love right now. Okay, just know
yes,
that.
They are.
The
that
love that you desire, the desire, the love that you deserve has been sent to you. Unconditional love. Now, let's go to the forgiveness and letting go and give him a chance. From what I hear, you are not in the space to forgive right now. You're still going through the breakdown, the shock, the betrayal. You're not even in the place to even know clearly what you want. So right now, you need to work on yourself. It's a painful thing to be betrayed and actually finding an email and then he's telling you he's been cheating on you several times. That's not easy to hear. Now, we're talking about a relationship here. I would say to you, you need time with self. Need time with yourself to make sense of all this madness right now, this mess that you're experiencing. To be in a space with somebody who loves you, who can be with you. I'm not talking about your boyfriend right now, because you may go back to him. No, I'm talking about a family member, a close friend, a best friend that can be with you and support you as you go through this breakdown. You are not in the place to even contemplate what forgiveness is right now. There's too much pain. I would go as far as there's anger, there's rage, there's betrayal. You are not in that place to forgive. You can't forgive, because here's the thing. Forgiveness, there's so many different, so many meanings of forgiveness. But forgiveness is willing to accept what happened in the past. Forgiveness is saying, I am not judging you. I let you be who you are. It's not about saying what it did was okay. Forgiveness, another description is, it's just willing to let go of that the past could have been different. But right now, you want to use that power of forgiveness for yourself. You will never be able to forgive your boyfriend until you forgive yourself. But right now, you're in pieces. So you need all the love you can get from a best friend, somebody who will hold you emotionally, someone who will allow you to cry when you're triggered by a movie, a book, a song, and not say, what you crying? Get over it. Man, they're no good. No, you don't need that. You need somebody who's going to hold you. So what I would suggest is, do you live with your boyfriend?
No.
Okay, so you live by yourself. Okay, so do you live by yourself or you got family members that live with you?
By myself.
Okay. What I would suggest is that you need to tell your boyfriend that right now he needs to just stay away while you make sense of this mess. While you get to deal with your pain, your hurt, your betrayal. Now, he may still be trying to come and visit you or call you or text you or Facebook you or whatever, Skype you. But you have to protect your own heart right now. You have a broken heart, and nobody can actually heal it for you but yourself. People can support you in the healing process. There's so many places I can go with why this happened. That's not necessary. Right now, you're hurting. So when you bring yourself to a place when you can feel, start to feel wholeness, start to feel yourself, start to ask yourself, I don't know if you have long-term goals planned with your boyfriend. Is this somebody that I want to spend the rest of my life with? Do I see myself being married to him?
He asked me that.
He asked you to marry him?
To marry him, yes.
When? Is it before you found the email or after?
Before and after.
Oh, okay. Well, I think before, so what's your answer? What do you want to do about it? What's your answer to the question?
I'm not ready right now.
Yeah, and so it is. You're not. I mean, you may have said that before, but right now, you're not ready. Because if you say yes, what he will be marrying to is a broken heart. What you will be marrying to will be dishonesty, betrayal, lack of love, no connection. So, yes, you're not ready right now. Allow the tears to flow. Allow yourself to feel what you feel. If you're angry, if you're mad, you may even judge yourself. You may even criticize yourself. But be very careful when you do that. It's a natural process, but be very careful to say no. No, he did it. He chose to go sleep around, not you. And you may go into, as a woman, maybe I'm not enough for him, maybe I'm not pleased. No. Just really begin to treat yourself like a little girl who needs her mother's love. Spend time with yourself. I would even suggest, if you can, tell him, you know, I want to take the next few weeks, a month away, to just ask myself, what do I want? But you will get through this. You will get through this. It may feel like, oh my God, life is not worth living right now. This is just painful. What's the point of being in a relationship? Well, the gift on the other side is, now that your heart is broken open, you can connect with a deeper love. A deeper love for yourself. So either you attract somebody else, or if it's the same man, because you've connected with a deeper love for yourself, he has no choice, but vibrationally, he will have to step up. Then are you able to let go?
How does he step up?
Well, I don't really care. Who I care about is Mariana. We don't care how he steps up. He can step up or step out, because you would step into a deeper love for yourself that you might have to ask yourself, oh my God, I've been settling. I really didn't see myself spending the rest of my life with him, but I didn't think I could find somebody else. Or when you step into that deeper love, energetically, he starts to realize, if I want to spend the rest of my life with this woman, I really do love her. I've been stupid. I've been a fool. I've been messing around. I've got to change my way. I got to get counseling, I got to get coaching, I got to go for therapy, I got to fill the void, I got to find out why I have this void. Because you say, no, I will not be treated like that anymore by any man, by any human being. I am much more than that. So he may step up or he may step out. But the most important thing is that you step up for yourself so that you are always there to hold yourself no matter what.
Okay.
So it's an opportunity to see yourself differently right now. But even with the sadness, even with the tears, feeling betrayed, it's all part of the process. One day at a time, one moment at a time. It's no accident that you're listening to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. You're great. And the chat support is great. Thank you all.
You're welcome. And in the chat room, I know they're loving you. As I said, I'm not looking at it right now, but I can feel the love they're loving you. Yeah. And it's a community here. Somebody probably asked for your Facebook name or whatever, trying to keep you. They're great people at Life Conversations Radio. And what I say is I'm going to prescribe a spiritual medicine for you. Don't go a day without Life Coach a day. Come back often. We have a lot of different guests coming up that really helps listeners help us to really step into our greater yet to be. I say that jokingly, but I'm really serious, you know. And it's a process you're going through. And one day you'll look back and you may even be grateful for this opportunity because it caused you to see who you really are, that you are so much more, that you don't have to settle for less.
I wish I could see that.
That's okay. You don't have to. I'm saying it for you. I'm holding that light for you. But you be where you are. I don't want you to go into tomorrow, next year, and say this would be a gift. Don't do that. Just stay right where you are. I hold that light of truth for you.
Thank you.
This too shall pass. You're very welcome. Be well. And thank you for listening.
Yes.
And thank you for saying yes to yourself. Right where you are is perfect. It's painful, but it's perfect. Something wonderful
so
is seeking to birth through you. All right? Peace and blessings.
Okay.
You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. I think I need to play a song for Mariana. Let's see. Ah, I know. Wow, is that the time? I had so many things I wanted to share and talk about. But everything is perfect. Here's for you. Let me go down here. And thank you for being brave enough, because you said you hung up earlier, but to just sharing your story. When you give up your story, you allow healing to happen. Vicky Byers Beckwith, trust love. Trust love. And this is not an emotional kind of love. This is the love that sets you free. The love that reminds you of who you really are. Vicky Byers Beckwith, trust love. We'll be right back.
Trust love. Trust love. Trust God. That love is everywhere. That we are here to be the perfect givers of love and receivers.
Love judges not, Mariana. The love that transcends emotion. The love that transcends things you can define with words. Let this love love you. I just read something in the chat room. I can't read everything. There's so much in there that I can't read right now. Because I am with myself.
But you said something, you have forgiven it. You're not there. Don't even try and do the right thing. Don't try and do the spiritual thing and forgive it. You're not there right now. There's too much going on right now to be talking about forgiveness. Ricky Byers Beckwith, We Let It Be is our website address, weletitbe.com. Let's take another call. And before I do that, let me do this. We ask you lovingly to share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, your pets, your enemies, because your enemy is your remedy. When you learn to love your enemy, you realize I never had an enemy to start with. So you can post the show on Facebook. There's a like button that you can click. You can text your friend. You can scream it. You can yell it. You can come back and listen. You can just send people a link. Say, listen to this. Don't tell them too much. And Mariana? No. Tell that knucklehead to call this radio show. I will deal with it for you. Bring him. Okay. I stepped up my spiritual nature for a minute. He's finding something. He's feeling unsatisfied. He feels a void. So he's going through his own personal transformation. But right now, focus your energy on yourself. Distract yourself from the pain. Distraction is good sometimes. Distract yourself from him. You're going to have those moments when you say, I really missed it. Distract yourself from him. You don't need him right now. You need you. Okay. So anyway, I'm going to take a call in a minute. I'm super tasking. Ricky Byers Beckwith is underneath me. Let me do this while I'm coming to that New York.
The perfect givers of love and receivers of love, and love will have the final word. We
all love will have the final word. The unconditional love that transcends the intellectual mind. I'm going to take a call in a minute once I finish doing this. I used to be good at multitasking. But I'm great at multitasking. I used to be good, but now I'm great. Yes, we're here Monday through Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. We got a lot of guests coming up. And all through January, we're getting requests. Check out lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com for the upcoming guests, psychics and yoga teachers and dream interpreters and quantum physics analyzers. We have Greg Braden coming. Let's just go. Folks coming to Life Conversations Radio. Okay, now I've done that. Let me go to the call. Oh, Lord. I love you all. Is that you, Trish? Trish Kitt? I think that's Trish, the cold. Trish, I see you doing the perfect job in the perfect way and getting the perfect pay for it. But don't settle for less. Just a not kind man treating this kind lady like crap. Oh, watch out on the judgment. Watch out on the judgment. Don't judge because you become that you judge. Send the brother some love. He don't know. One day he's going to look at today and say, I don't know why I did something like that. Maybe when Mariana leaves him and Mariana is doing big and better things. Ooh, did I say better things? Yeah, I guess better things. It's like, oh, I screwed up. But anyway, we're still going to love him because we're one with him. He's reflecting a part of us that sometimes we don't feel enough. We think we have to go somewhere else to get it. Sometimes we don't appreciate what we have, and we mistreat what we have. We take what we have for granted. We take the people we love for granted. And then later on we realize, oh, I screwed up. I want to use another word. It starts with an F, but I won't. So I'm going to take a call. 646 area code. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You're making me laugh. You're good. Helena.
Helena?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I think my call, well, I'm good now. I've been really wrecked, but I'm listening to you and I'm laughing, so I am good.
My job is done.
Yeah.
I can go to sleep now. I'll wake up tomorrow morning. So what's your question?
No, compared to the way I was before I started listening, your job is done.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
Yeah. I just am in a precarious money situation. I'm working part-time. It doesn't meet my expenses. My November rent's not paid, and based on what's coming in, it doesn't look like it's going to be completely paid. I mean, things are like really crazy. And the other side of the coin is there's some opportunity to do some things I like radio and acting and singing. And it's crazy. Even to have money to commute from where I live in northern New Jersey to Manhattan. So I'm just experiencing a lot of fear. I've even experienced some hopelessness coming in, and I'm trying to keep myself up, but it ain't easy. And I'm looking for jobs, and there are things that I'm not really keen on, but I realize I feel like any port in a storm. But, you know, if I do more low-paying jobs, then, gosh, I mean, will I make everything meet? And I'd like to think bigger than that, like have more and enough to spare, but it's really gotten to a crazy point. And going back and forth, everything's okay, I can do it, there's abundance to, like, oh my God.
So you're trying to hold a vision of abundance, but everything is speaking of lack, or almost everything is spinning. You're going to need more money, you're going to need more money. Yes, I understand it, I hear you, and this is the work. Those of us who really get that there's a spiritual realm, to understand that we're so much more than what we're learning and what we're seeing and what we experience in this physical realm, we've got to do the work. Now, if you look out there, yes, people are going to tell you this is not the right time. Oh, it's hard. Money's hard. Now, what I would say to you is, we talk about hopelessness, which speaks of, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay my rent right now. I don't know if it's going to happen. I'm going to get kicked out. And if I get kicked out, or if I got to go to court, or whichever way they do it over there, you know. So your mind probably playing all this game on you, and now you've figured out the worst-case scenario.
Yeah, and in addition to that, I'm thinking about everything I did wrong over the years that got me here. So it's like really bad.
So right now, you're in a situation where you need money, and at this moment, you feel like you don't have all the money. You can say, I look at it, what I need and what I have are not matching up. But then you say, as if that's not bad enough, let me beat the hell out of myself. What I should have done in the past, what I didn't do, oh, I'm just not this, I'm just not that, I need to do better. First of all, what I would say to you, my sister, stop it, please. Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. Stop beating yourself up. You can lift yourself up. Stop doing that. I understand it's all about energy. When you feel bad, you start having more thoughts that make you feel bad, and it just goes on and on and on it goes, and you spiral down. Now you have an opportunity to lift yourself up rather than beat yourself down. So rent is due when?
Pardon?
I said, rent is due when?
Oh, it was due on the 10th, and I paid part of it. I paid the remainder of October and then part in November.
Okay. And you're yet to pay the other part of it. And what is your landlord saying?
Well, as long as I keep sending them money. But it's so weird. My part-time job, they even kept $87 from my pay because they took back commission. It's like, it gets crazier. So they're not bad as long as I keep paying the money, but it's like rent or food or, you know, and car insurance, you know, all the other things that you have to pay, that there aren't options.
So this is what I would say. It's, first of all, bring yourself back to the moment right now. Right now, just take a breath. Breathe in. Just breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in, breathe in, and all the worries, the hopelessness, the fear, just breathe that out. You're breathing in the breath of life right now. There's a saying that says, as long as I'm breathing, there's hope, or something like that. You're breathing right now, and you have people who will work with you. So here's your work to do. To look at what is working rather than focus too much of your energy on what looks like a problem. So you have people you can work with as long as they're getting some money, because they understand the situation. They don't want you to leave. If you move out, then they have a vacant home. So they want you to be there. So now, first, just go beyond your mind and know that what you want wants you.
what you want wants you. And in this moment, this breakdown that you are going through, it's a breakdown. It's an opportunity to see life differently. The universe, God, source, spirit, soul, whatever name you want to call it, you can call it a name or nothing. I don't care if you believe in God or not. But believing goodness of life is seeking to give you so much more. So when you're feeling what you don't have, what you need, the universe hears it, universal law says, oh, we can help you do that. Because when you worry, you're thinking about what you want, the universe says, yep, coming up, let's provide what you need. So now is an opportunity for you to get still and ask powerful questions. What do I need to see in this experience? What do I need to see that I haven't seen in this experience? Here's another question. Who do I need to be to have what I need, what I desire, what I want? First of all, I will say to you, I'll answer that question for you, partly. First of all, you need to stop beating yourself up with your thoughts. Because if you keep beating yourself up, you can't help yourself.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the great things you've done in the past month. Let's talk about some of the things you've done in the past. What are good things you've done, things that you've been proud of? What you've done lately that you could say, yeah, that was good of me?
Well, not too much, but with children's theater, I was really able to engage the children, and I know I made a connection to them and in talking to them, and I showed some other little ones like around the stage and got them going with the magic of it. And that that touched my heart. That felt really good.
Mm. And remember that. And not only that, that love that you gave out will and is coming back to bless you. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel it, just allow yourself to go back to the experience that you had with those children. Think of the things that they said and get lost in that. Become that love feeling. Become that love vibration. Become it. Make a list right now of the things that you are grateful for. In spite of not having the money that you need, you have a bigger vision to be an actor, to entertain, to make people feel good, to bring joy. In this moment, I am alive. I am grateful that I can call this radio station. I am grateful that I can hear. I am grateful that I can understand. I am grateful that I can process my own situation to get help from somebody else. I am grateful that I can breathe. I'm grateful that I'm not attached to a machine. And I can still think. I'm looking for ways to make this happen. I am grateful to be part of this. And I am trusting that I will receive my answer. But you cannot. Remember, you've got to know this. You cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created it.
Yeah.
So you have to be different. And what gratitude does, gratitude lights you up. Wherever you are is where you are. I want you to take, I don't know what you're doing next, but if you can devote an hour to write the things that you are grateful about. Now, some people would say, she needs money right now. Well, that's what we're working on. Because the money, when you think of money, finances, money is a high vibration.
Yeah.
Because it's currency, isn't a flow, it's a high vibration. But if you're feeling hopeless, sad, it's a very slow vibration. The money is like, I ain't coming down there. I need people who are high. I need people who are in the spirit. So in order to match the vibration of money, you've got to somehow start to slowly bring yourself up. Now, I'm not saying, woo-hoo, my life is great, I'm excited. But at least start to think, you know, I am blessed. Maybe you have family members. Well, you know, the worst case scenario is this. The best case scenario is that. Well, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe I can move back. Maybe I can have a friend who will let me stay with them. Now, you may not want that, but you've got to understand that there's always a solution. There's always another option. So what I would leave you with is to lift yourself up. If you have the opportunity to go and be around children, there's such a gift to us. Around people when you can give of yourself, go to a place, go play in a park, take a day of rest, an hour of rest, to be grateful, to get so drunk with gratitude that you forget you haven't paid your rent or the rest of it. Or you have a bill when you see, oh, I haven't paid this. Oops, I forgot. That energy. So when I say you can have anything you're willing to be, you have to be that energetically. And let's just say for whatever reason you've got to move out of this place, that doesn't mean it didn't work, because when you become the energy of what you desire, you will be moved to where you want to be or where you need to be.
Yeah.
So you're not at a dead end. You're actually on a wonderful ride right now. You're not at a dead end. It's a wonderful ride. It's just kind of foggy right now. It's kind of foggy. You can't see down the road. But so just stay in the moment. When you find yourself getting nervous, when you find yourself getting worried, scared, breathe. You can never run out of that. It's always there. That's abundance, where you can just breathe in. Breath is life. I have life. If I have life, I can take action about my situation. Start looking for action. The minute you start taking action towards something that you think you need or desire, you start to feel better. Now, you may go in a certain direction, talk to somebody, and they may not have answers for you, but the mere fact that you're taking action, you start to feel different. Oh, there is a way out of this. There's a way. There's a way. And there are a lot of people listening who can understand. Girl, I understand. I'm in the same position. So now, let's not join with lack. Let's join with abundance. But you got to practice. You got to work. You got to be the change you want to see. No judgment, no criticism. Just say, this is what's happening. Whatever you need to do, affirmation, prayer, meditation, reflection, gratitude. Gratitude, great attitude. Put yourself in a place of great attitude. And recognize that the fact that you exist, you're worth something. You're here for a reason. You're here to make a difference. And money is not enough to stop you from living your best life. Money cannot stop you. You're so much more. All right?
All right. Well, one other quick question. I have, like, family kind of is more like very negative, and one aunt offered for me to move with her to Florida, but it's a really negative situation. And it doesn't feel right to me. I mean, I guess I'm trying to stay open to it, but just wondering.
What I would say is, if there's a possibility to go to Florida, woo, sunshine, New Jersey is cold. I don't know where you're at, but anyway, here's the thing. You could do that. But first of all, where you are, if you're thinking about moving to the family member, let go of the judgment. Now, let go of judging they're so negative, because when you start pointing out their negative attitude, their negative behavior, guess what? You become that. Because we don't always know why people do what they do, why they say what they say. We don't know what's running. We don't know their consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's just say, well, I know her story. She's just negative. She's not grateful. Well, hold her in the light of compassion. You know, there are people who will listen to us in other country and listen to us in America talk about what we don't have and how we're struggling. They're like, what's wrong with it being in America?
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Money. Americans complain too much. They got internet, they got car, they got drive-through. It's all about perspective. Now, if you do your work and step into what it feels like to have the money that you need, what it feels like to not have to worry about paying bills, what it feels like to live the life that you know you're here to live, just step into that energy. Either you will see the family member differently, or you will attract a different opportunity, maybe move into another house or stay where you are. What your main goal is not to have an attachment to how your prayer is answered. When you let go of attachment, the universe says, ooh, I can pray. When there's attachment, we limit the prayer. We limit the answer. We limit God. Because you really don't know with your physical eyes, with your intellectual mind, you don't really know how it's going to turn out. But be so open that God can flood through you. And then maybe if you have to move with a family member, somehow you go in and say, wow, I used to think they've changed. Wow. They're a different person. And then they'll say, wow, Helena, you're different. There's something about you. You're glowing. You're like, you too. Me too. You know, it's like, wow, here I was, thought you were negative. And just So it's all about energy. Work on your energy and everything else around you will take care of itself. All right?
All right. Thank you and bless you.
Bless you, my sister. All is well. I got you. I'm holding you, and the answer is birthing itself through you right now. All is truly well. Let me go to Celeste real quick. Celeste is bursting. I can feel her. She's about to explode. Go on, Celeste. Chill it out. I know you're about to explode. You press what? I'm kidding. By accident or intentional. Go on. Just.
You know what? Okay, you're out of time. This is a beautiful show. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, because I'm out and about. Every caller that called in, hi, Glenda. Sorry, I'm out and about. Get love on the street because there's love on the air. And everybody that called in, everybody's story, I listen every day. Come on, Zach. There's a lot of love here. And you were a part of the healing because I needed to hear every single story. I've got friends, I've got family, I got me. So we're all one. A day you rock. It was a great show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you, Celeste. Yes, we are the one that we're waiting for. And when we share our stories, when we share our grief, our trauma, our pain, we all heal together. So I thank all of you that have come here today to share your healing story so we can all heal collectively and not being afraid to share your story. We are holding you. You know, there's something about the human heart. And I think there's a documentary called, what is it, I Am? The guy was on Oprah. Let me see what it is. I think it is. Oh, see? Talk about abundance. I can do Google something while I'm doing a show. I can multitask and type and talk. Oh, my God. Life is good. It's getting better. Let's see if it's I Am. But in there, there's a segment where they talk about, yeah, it is. I Am the documentary. And she go to the West. Well, anyway, I Am the documentary. But anyway, there's a part in there that it's a natural thing for human beings to respond to the need of others, to share, to show compassion. So all of you that have called, you're being healed right now. You got awakening heart is in the chat room. Butterfly is sending the energy of transformation. The genie is sending you wish. Just make your wish. The girl on the white horse is saying, listen, I'm bringing you blessings. We got silent listeners. We got Mariana. We're loving you, my sister. Many, many say, just be joyful. Just be joyful. Be merry. And we have Nahari, who's always listening, always here. Joyful time of joy. We have Nishi, 55. We have Teresa. We have Triscuit. I think that's Tristan. We have Celeste. We have Donna. We have all the other people listening on the archive. Everybody is sending their love to you, to us, to me. I am. We are. We are one. We are individual. We are undivided from the whole. So we're all connected. And there is no time and space in spirit. There is no spot where God is not. Let go of the judgment and affirm who you are. Embrace what is, even if it doesn't feel good. Because in not feeling good, when you pay attention to what doesn't feel good, when you listen to what feels painful, when you listen to the frustration, you will get your answer. There is something that is seeking to be birthed. There's something that God is trying to tell you through the pain. Your body is speaking to you. Your emotions are speaking to you. Don't deny it. Affirm it. Allow it. Let it be. We'll be back here at 12 p.m. tomorrow Eastern, and we're always here 24 hours a day through the archive, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. You are here to make a difference, you know. You chose to be here. You chose to be here at this time. You are not an accident. The world needs you. That's why you're here. Be of service. Be of service. Give your gift. Iyanna Van Zandt said, your purpose is not always linked to a paycheck. So don't always try and squeeze your purpose on this planet. The reason for being to make money from it. There are those of us who are grateful to be able to make money from our purpose. But, you know, but sometimes you can be doing another job and at the end of the day doing something else. There is something big, great, something amazing seeking to be birthed through you. Let's release this show. Right now, life is good, it's getting better. Check out lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com for all the great things we're doing. If you think you could be a guest on this show, send us an email,
email from there, lifeconversationsmedia.com. If you know a singer, an artist who's got beautiful songs that when you hear it, it just heals your soul. It activates truth. Well, have them send us an email. We have written permissions from them. And we listen to the song, and it resonates with where we are, where we'll play it, where we'll share their website, their address, anything they want us to share. Let's see. What are we feeling? Let's listen to something. Grateful, gratitude. Yeah, let's release the show with gratitude. What do you think? What do you think, Ms. Brown? What do you think about this show? What do you think about Life Conversations Radio?
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
I know that's right. It's already done that. And Mark Victor Hansen, why should people come back again? Please tell them what it should
be. Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
We dare you to come back because we dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
And when you dare yourself to live your best life, you will move from where you are to where you want to be. And when you get there, you're like, oh, there's so much more. I want more.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage, make that move. It's all about movement. Be where you are and allow the Spirit of God that you are, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of truth that you are, move you to the next moment. Embrace what is. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. All is well. All is truly well in spite of the circumstances. Remember that you are a soul in a body. You are so much more than your circumstances. You're so much more than your thoughts. You're so much more than your family. You are pure love. Pure love. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude for all that is. Karen Drucker. You can find out more about Karen Drucker by going to her website, KarenDrucker.com. Drucker is D-R-U-C-K-E-R, KarenDrucker.com. Grateful for all the love that I've got. I am grateful for you. I'm grateful for you listening to the end of the show, being here, sending your energy. And I'm feeling so good, I don't even want to release the show, but I'm going to release the show right now. Karen Drucker, please help me before I say something else. I'm out.
I am so grateful.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.